YSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will spend this last full day ahead of the election in just one state, Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers with a rundown.
She'll start her day meeting with hundreds of volunteers who are heading out to knock on doors to get out the vote. Next, she makes two stops aimed at Latino voters, specifically Puerto Ricans. Her campaign seeing an opening among this voting group after the racist comments by a comedian at a Trump rally last week. Harris finishes her night with what are expected to be two massive concert rallies, first in Pittsburgh, then in Philadelphia.
As for Donald Trump, he will also be in Pennsylvania today in both Reading and Pittsburgh. He'll also hold rallies in North Carolina and in Michigan. The final ABC News Ipsos poll of likely voters before the election has it a 3-point race inside the margin of error, Kamala Harris at 49% and Donald Trump at 46%. He wrote film and TV scores, produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and the We Are the World event, and collaborated with hundreds of musicians. Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The November 5th election will bring change to New Wisco. There's hotly contested congressional districts, a senatorial race, and redrawn state districts for Assembly and Senate. Democrats hope to fill some of the seats that have been in Republican strongholds for years. There are also 21 school referendums on the ballots throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Some of those school districts are asking for both operational and capital referendums. Here are some of the key races that voters are being asked to decide. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is seeking her third term in the Senate. Bank owner Eric Hovde challenges her. In the 8th Congressional District, two newcomers are competing to fill the remaining time left on Congressman Mike Gallagher's term, which he vacated when he resigned in April. Republican and Trump-endorsed businessman Tony Weed and Democrat OBGYN physician Kristen Lierley will face off. Those same candidates are competing for the full term, which begins in January as well. In the 6th Congressional District, Republican incumbent Glenn Grothman of Fond du Lac is being challenged by Democrat John Zarbano of Oshkosh. Throughout Wisconsin, 17 assembly districts are being decided Tuesday. Key assembly district races include District 52 in Appleton, where Democrat incumbent Lee Snodgrass is facing a challenge from Chad Cook. In Neenah, Democrat Dwayne Schakowsky and Dean Coffert are facing off. Oshkosh has Democrat incumbent Lori Palmieri being challenged by Tim Patterson. Assembly District 55 sees Republican incumbent Nate Gustafson being challenged by Democrat Kyle Kehoe. And in District 56, Outagamie County Democratic Party Chair Emily Cephos is challenging Republican incumbent Dave Murphy. We will have complete coverage of the elections tomorrow night starting at 6. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove Awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Turang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool. A little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, some fog today. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Rain tonight and tomorrow, some thunderstorms as well. Rain amounts of a half inch or more possible. 55 tonight, 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Back from the store, dear?
Can you believe the grocery bill was over $200? Can't anybody in Washington vote no on these spending bills that drive up debt and inflation?
Glenn Grothman has always been one of the most frugal members of Congress. But I thought we were voting for Glenn for his work on the border to stop over 200,000 people a month from entering the nation illegally.
We have 850,000 new legal citizens every year who follow the law.
Dad, I'm voting for Glenn Grothman because he's advocating to keep the work centers open for people with different abilities so they can find their career.
Glenn stands up to the special interests. He takes no campaign donations from drug companies. He's also a proponent of ending race-based hiring.
He is outspoken, not afraid to take on the tough issues. And one thing I know about Glenn, he tells it like it is.
I'm Glenn Grothman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former 2nd District Congressman Republican Scott Klug and former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Your vote will help save democracy. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app joining us right now. The pride of the north side of Chicago, of the University of Ohio, where he was the lead writer for the Bobcat News, comes to Green Bay and rises to incredible heights with ESPN. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who has attended 72 Bruce Springsteen concerts, Rob Dabowski. How many is it? Rob. How many is it?
Only slight embellishments, sir.
It's
I think it's only like 25 or 26.
Huh? Right, well. Still not bad. And you haven't quit yet.
And none since 2016.
Wow. Were we at the same concert together in Chicago that time?
It was Milwaukee for me.
Oh, remember we had beers afterwards somewhere in Chicago?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rob.
Do you remember Chet Kopick?
Of course. Chet Kopick Sports coming your way here.
He used to have the most dramatic introductions.
Absolutely.
When he had guests on, so you took a page out of
there you
old
go.
Chet Kopick, speaking of sports.
Rob, why did you take the hiatus from the Springsteen concerts?
First of all, he wasn't on tour for about 5 or 6 years.
Oh.
I don't know, he went with this goofy pricing thing with Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Yep.
And to be honest with you, like, how many times do you need to hear him play Born to Run, Thunder Road, Dancing in the Dark,
right,
back to back?
But wait a minute, though. You didn't use Tick. Didn't you do some weird thing where you would stand on the side and then run in or something?
Well, yeah, that was with general admission tickets, though. You would get down on the floor because he didn't do seats on the floor.
All right. I just know he had some weird pricing thing that actually I thought it made him look good. But anyway, yeah, he's got to come here. I mean, it has to happen at Lambeau. Speaking of Lambeau.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just lay it right there. Speaking of Lambeau.
Yeah. Boy, that was a tough game to watch. Oh, I mean, were you there? Did you go? Were you standing in the rain? Of course, you didn't stand in the rain. You're a press guy.
Okay, wait a minute. He covers the Green Bay Packers for ESPN, and you just asked him if he was at the game?
I was asking him.
That robiobiotic surgery
in
Bolivia.
I thought you were asking John.
I asked him that already. I was asking if the elements. I mean, that was unbelievable to watch those poor fans, and then on top of a bad game. Ugh.
Those deals, Jim, where like if I wasn't working and you handed me a ticket and like a couple $100 bills attached to it, I would have said no thanks.
Yeah. No question.
But like the crazy thing is, Detroit, who had not played an outdoor game all season. Think about that. Detroit Lions had not played an outdoor game yet this season. Handled it way better than the Packers did.
We were talking about that at the start of the show this morning, Rob. Have the Green Bay Packers, did last night solidify it now?
the Green Bay Packers, this isn't the, like I was throwing out the names, this isn't the Bob Skowronskis and the Ron Kostelnicks and the Forrest Gregs and those guys. It's not them anymore. It's a bunch of young guys from Texas and Florida and California and wherever, whatever, have the Green Bay Packers. That whole thing about going up to Green Bay in bad weather, oh, man, has that completely been eliminated?
I think it was eliminated the day Brett Favre threw the interception in 2007, or the January of 2008, in the interception against the Giants in the NFC Championship. Heck, you could go back further than that when was the Atlanta Falcons came in here and beat the Packers in, was it 2002 or 3 in the playoff game?
That was the first comment we got. The first comment we got when I threw that out there, Rob, it ended on that day when Michael Vick came up here and tore them apart.
I mean, look at, think about the Packers' 2010 Super Bowl run. None of those playoff games was at home.
No, they're on the road.
Most of them, the Super Bowl, obviously, indoors. The Atlanta game in the divisional round might have been the best game the Packers played in that whole run, and they dominated an indoor team indoors.
So, absolutely.
I not that the mystique is gone, because they'll always be that, but I don't think it's like the biggest home field advantage anymore. And I'm not sure anybody is. Like, teams are so even, I think, now, just with free agency and the trade deadline, which, by the way, is tomorrow. And I would think they badly need a cornerback. I just think it's different. It's a different game now.
Why didn't they play Malik Willis last night?
Because Jordan Love's better.
I know, but in that second half, was Jordan Love a better option than Malik Willis?
He said he was fine. Love said he was fine. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he threw the interception, which was actually at the end of the first half. I don't think he threw the interception because his groin, was bothering him. I think he threw an interception because he's gotten a little bit away from the smart, safe play that made him so great at the end of last year. I still think he's a better option than Malik Willis, but that's just me.
All right, Jim.
Well, you're not that you're alone on that, but there's a lot of people who thought that injury was a little bit a bigger deal than Jordan Love thought it was. And really,
I told Jim this morning, I hearkened back a little bit to RG3 in that game with Shanahan. Remember that, Rob?
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, I thought he was more mobile than Rodgers was when Rodgers had the calf injuries. And now Rodgers was much, later into his career and more advanced. Honestly, I think it was an important game for Jordan Love's career to play that way and figure out. And I know it didn't go well, but sometimes you got to figure out how to play with a little bit of an ailment. And even though it didn't go well, you have to experience that. And he did, and maybe he'll be better the next time.
We're talking with Rob Demosky from ESPN.
That's an interesting point. That makes sense to me now. Why he played. I mean, you got to learn how to play in adverse conditions, not just the weather, but, physical.
Right. And it might, might have bit him yesterday, but in the long run, maybe it'll be a pelt on the wall of things that you've had to experience,
right.
And now it's in your bag of tricks, so to speak.
Right. I made it through that Detroit game. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Rob, you talked about the trade deadline. Jaire Alexander, of course, out last night. Yeah. Whoa, it's getting thin, huh?
Keep an eye on Greg Newsome as a cornerback with the Browns. The Browns are going nowhere. I could see the Packers making a run at him. I'm sure there's some other corners out there, but I've heard some rumblings about that. Last night they're missing not only Jaire, but rookie safety Evan Williams with a hamstring injury, and he's been such great addition. And it's not just that you lose those guys, it's what the trickle down effect is. Keyshawn Nixon just has not played very well on defense of late, and Eric Stokes hasn't played well. And now those guys are playing more in different roles because of it. So I think that's everyone wants to talk about the pass rush, which I get it, pass rush isn't very good either. But I think their bigger need is that corner if they're going to be a real contender in this thing the rest of the way.
Got to ask you this. Who's the better running back for the Green Bay Packers, Jacobs or Aaron Jones?
You know what? That's a great question. There was the 30-yard run where Jake yesterday, where Jacob sort of slithered through there. I think Jordan Morgan had a good block, but it was not a big hole.
Yeah.
And he got through there, and he he ended up getting tackled after 30 yards. And I said to somebody in the press box, I go, Aaron Jones would have scored on that play. And the guy sitting next to me goes, yeah, and then he would have pulled his hamstring at the end of it, which might be right. You know, like, I mean, there might be – the difference might be Aaron Jones has a little bit more home run power, but Josh Jacobs is more durable. And but Jacobs was averaging like 6.5 yards a carry in the first half. And, you know, I know the score dictates how you play, but they really didn't go to him a whole heck. I thought it was – he was on the way to like a 130-yard game, and I mean, he ended up with, what, 95 or so?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think they're different. I think the reason that they moved on from Aaron Jones was because they wanted a guy who could stay healthy and play 16 or 17 games. And, I mean, guess what, John? Aaron Jones has already missed a game. So,
yeah.
I guess without answering your question, that one play, and my response that Aaron Jones would have scored, and my one of my fellow beat writers saying, yeah, but he would have pulled his hamstring at the end of it, might be the best, you know, way to sum those two guys up.
That's a great point.
What about the center? Did he kind of
Josh Meyer? Josh Meyer was out.
Elton, this is the first time Elton's played center all year. He could be a good center, but he's not used to that. And he said, he goes, look, we could not keep the ball dry. Now the Lions couldn't keep it dry either, but the Packers went with a ton of shotgun, maybe because Love, maybe his mobility under center wouldn't have been as good, but it definitely, there's no question, Jim, it definitely hurt him.
Oof.
Yeah, that no question. But what a tough spot to be in, to be center in a night like that when you haven't played in a long time.
But the coach always says the number two
next man up. I know that.
He says that, but
I totally understand.
Yeah, when they showed that slow motion, some of those are like pretty bad. Right?
Oh, I know.
I mean,
I know.
Like, they were definitely bad, and you can't have those. You know, there was one drive where it happened twice.
Yeah,
right.
Just almost back to back. Rob, okay, NFC Central now halfway through the season. Give me your perspective. Oh, it's NFC Central, NFC North.
I was going to say, is it 2001?
Yeah, I know, right?
That means I'm going to Tampa in a couple of weeks.
There you go.
I mean, I think they're in trouble in that regard. I mean, you've already lost at home to the two teams above you in the standings, and you haven't played them at their place yet. Now, on the flip side, this happened last year, right? They got beat pretty bad here by Detroit and then went over there and beat them, so... it's not out of the question. I still think that this is a playoff team, and I still think that there's a decent chance that they could finish third in this division and be a playoff team. So, but obviously they're going to be on the road in a wild card situation if that's the case. I do think unless something catastrophic happens to Detroit, I don't see them, losing more than, I don't know what are they at? Two losses now. I don't see them ending up with more than five or six losses, and they may not even get to that many. Minnesota, even though they won yesterday against the Colts, it wasn't overly impressive, but that's a tough place to play. So I do think right now they're sitting third in the division, and that's probably about where they belong. But I do think that it's going to be good enough to get in the playoffs. The late part of the schedule at the beginning of the year looked really tough. Like, I mean, they have Chicago, obviously, after the bye. And then they have, San Francisco, Miami, if I'm not mistaken. And,
Rob, we're running out of time. I know you got to go do big-time ESPN stuff. I got two last quick questions for you. One-word answers. You ready?
Okay.
One, does Mike McCarthy survive the season?
I'm going to use two words. Unfortunately, no. But I think that
was nice
shame,
of you. I would agree.
Aaron Rodgers, Jets going to the playoffs, yes or no?
Nada. No
okay.
Way.
Thank you, Rob Domofsky. We'll watch on ESPN.
They're both
back
two words.
This. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Phillies home of Mino and the Mayor.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Today, once again, we talked about it earlier, Use Your Common Sense Day. It is Candy Day. I didn't realize it was Candy Day. What'd you do with all your leftover stuff?
Oh, no, 245. I think we didn't have a lot left over, 50 candy bars. Had dinner with my mom. She loves chocolate, so I gave her a candy bar. I don't look. I threw it in the freezer.
I thought that was kind of funny when we had Dr. Stevenson from Purveya Health and one of the marketing people. Now is my buddy Eric, who I used to work with at NBC 26.
Yeah.
And he says, I remember coming over and doing a story on you, Mr. Mayor, about giving out full-size candy bars.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. That was a while ago he was on 26, right?
Yeah. He was great. He's a good reporter. Does a really nice job.
And now he's the marketing communications director at Purveya. That's great.
Good for him.
And he's got a lot to talk about. I mean, this program they got going down in Bolivia, that's pretty cool stuff.
Did you ever want to be an exchange student?
We had one at our house. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
From where?
You know, I don't even know, John. You know how they always ask a family to
bring somebody in? How did you fit in one more person in your house?
A couple people.
Did you put her in
out.
Santa's workshop?
Yeah, right.
Was it him or her?
Him. No, I don't think I really had a big desire to do that. I can be honest with you. I
kind of did, but I would have had to miss sports or whatever, so you didn't want to give up that. But we had kids. I remember from South, it seems like we always had them from South America for some reason.
Yeah.
And they loved it. I mean, they really enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, we've had people just with Don and I, with our kids, when the groups come in, you know, sometimes they bring in these choir groups from Africa, or these choir groups from Israel, and we have those people stay at our house, and that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. It's awesome because you can really ask questions, and the kids learn a lot. But no, I never really. No, that wasn't a big thing on my.
Anybody
list.
Out there? Was anybody out there ever a foreign exchange student?
Oh, they make friendships for life.
Well, that's what I mean. Life. Absolutely,
very cool.
No question about that. I think that's very cool.
What is going on out the window?
I don't know. We've got the Green Bay City guys here, Department of Public Works, with their lights on out in front of our window. What are they doing? Oh, the guy's going up in the cherry picker.
Oh, Christmas decorations are going up.
He's taking down some signs.
Oh, he's taking them down.
Yeah. Okay. But that'll be next.
That will.
I hope they light up our block this year. Last year, they ended at Walnut Street.
I know.
We might have to do a fundraiser to get our own lights, and we need somebody with a cherry picker.
Isn't that called property taxes?
Huh? Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, we need somebody with a cherry picker, and we're going to put lights on all of our trees outside. Todd, are you with me on this?
Jim's good at getting people to do stuff.
Can you do that? Because last year,
it would have been easier,
Jim,
5 years ago.
Let's be honest. Last year, the area from Walnut Street,
dark down here,
all the way up to the fire station,
awesome.
Was phenomenal.
Yep.
And we were dark.
Yep.
We need lights this year.
We do. But Maybe we'll talk.
I'll install them myself.
We had that little neighborhood association. Designated the sign.
Yeah,
there were a lot of people
at
that event.
Exactly.
Okay. We'll put that on our list. But we have to do that now.
I know. Well, the weather's half decent.
Right. And
Who's got a cherry picker we can use?
Oh, I think if we raise the money, the city can do it. Don't you think?
How much do we need for lights?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, John.
We go to the Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree's got lights on sale right now.
For a day.
No, they won't. They'll last
till at least January.
They'll last a couple of weeks.
Okay.
You watch. I know about these things, Jim.
Okay. I was a little surprised.
Were you surprised, though, with what Rob said about Jordan Love? How about he thought it was okay keeping him in?
No, I'm not. I think that made a lot of sense to me after he said it. I'm like, okay, I get that. Because he's going to say, look, you played through that Detroit game. You can play through this game. No, I think you got to build a little more. As talented as he is, he's still got some stuff to learn. And I thought that was a great answer. It was a great answer,
just not what I was expecting.
Right. But that opened my eyes to that. That made sense to me. And we were all upset with the coach and, oh my God, how can LaFleur do this? And, you know, he should protect the guy. And they're like, no, make him go play when he's a little bit hurt. I mean,
that's fine to say. But then if it comes out, oh, he actually damaged his hip more or his groin more or whatever more, because then it's like, well, why in the hell didn't you pull him out?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's okay. That's fine to say, face adversity. Let's see how you do in adversity.
Right.
But if it comes out, well, it was strained. Now it's torn. He's out for 6 weeks.
They got pretty good medical equipment right on the side. I thought that was a great answer. And that made a lot of sense. I'm not upset with LaFleur anymore. I was when I came in here this morning. And you told me what an idiot he was, but now I'm like, wait a minute.
Maybe I didn't say he was an idiot. I'm just saying I don't know why. What would be the negative? I mean, we've seen Malik Willis play really good football.
Yep.
We've seen him run the ball himself really good, very athletic, strong arm. What would have been the worst thing that could happen if you put him in for a few series to see how it goes?
Having Jordan Love know that I'm really not always the guy. That if I get a little bit injured, if I don't play well, I get benched. And
I would say, part of me would be like, every time you throw a really stupid interception that leads to a touchdown where everybody watching knows you shouldn't have thrown that football, every time you do that, you will be pulled from the game.
No.
I would. That's twice now, Jim.
He's made really, really, really,
every national show is showing that and saying, what was he thinking?
Yeah. But the way Tom Brady talked, like, Tom Brady never threw an interception. I mean, did you hear him? Bad decision making. That's just, you know, you got to really calculate it in your mind and take all the factors in. That was just bad decision making. It's like, okay, he's also, his fifth year, but he's only been playing for a couple of years. I don't know. Look, it's early in the season. You know, we're still going to be fine, like Rob said. We're going to go in through a wild card.
Okay, well, it's not early in the season anymore. It's November.
We're halfway through the season, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, now's the time you really got to. And he did make up a great point. The two teams ahead of you in the playoffs both beat you at your place.
Yeah,
we have to go to their place.
I know.
I hate to say it because it just doesn't seem like it's going to be good.
I agree. There's something missing.
The season?
Yeah.
And really? I'm going to tell you something that's a little disappointing. The Lions last night played a lot harder than the Packers.
I mean,
they were mouthy, they were chippy, they were whatever. Yeah. But
they were.
You know what? If that was my team, I'd say, oh man, is that awesome? As somebody that despises the Detroit Lions, I'm like, you bunch of jerks, you losers, yada yada yada.
But if I was
a Lions fan, I would love it.
I love that attitude. I agree. They played with more confidence. I think that's true. We have work to do.
Yeah,
I'm confident. I think we're getting the playoffs. And then look at what happened in 2010. We ran the tables.
I agree. All I'm saying is I can't sit here right now and say, oh, coming off that game, we're good.
I don't feel like we have the same team mentality that we had in 2010.
I agree with that totally.
Okay,
you know, we don't have a Clay Matthews.
Right.
You know what I mean? A Nick Collins. Guys that seem like whenever you needed that play,
step up.
Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. Those kind of guys. We're going to set our break back after this. Now I bring you home. You told me good night's not enough for you. I'm sorry, baby.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices continue to drop. In Wisconsin, the average is sitting at $2.84 a gallon. Prices in Green Bay have dropped just over 4.5 cents in the past week to $2.86. Voters in some Wisconsin school districts are facing big funding requests in their ballots. The State Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts are putting referendum questions before the voters, including some with more than one on the same ballot. Green Bay Area Public School District is seeking a $183 million facilities referendum, but that isn't the highest referendum being sought in Northeast Wisconsin. That honor belongs to Kaukauna Schools, which are seeking a $198 million capital referendum for the construction of a new middle school. The election is tomorrow, and it can be a stressful time for some people. UW health psychologist Sheila Migrain says you should focus on the things you can control. Migrain says chronic stress from the election can impact your physical health by lowering your immune system. Migrain says you should put down the phone and take a break from social media while also getting outside and exercising. Migrain says on election night, avoid doom scrolling on your phone and give yourself breaks from the election coverage. Speaking of election coverage, make sure to tune in to 98.3 WISS starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow for Civic Media's election night special coverage. As the results roll in, our reporters and hosts will bring you the information you need to know, from the presidential race in Wisconsin to the Baldwin-Hovde battle for the U.S. Senate to state Senate and assembly races and local school referendums. We'll have it all on 98.3 WISS, civicmedia.us, and the Civic Media app. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for 4 seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the 5th actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November. Both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, some fog today. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Rain tonight and tomorrow. Some thunderstorms as well. Rain amounts of a half inch or more possible. 55 tonight, 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We've got Susan Foch and Casey Nelson. Operation Not Alone, which is a very, very fantastic organization. Love the passion you guys have behind it. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having us. It's an honor.
And yeah, it's great. These veteran cheer packages. Yeah, tell us about say all the right things. I mean, so great organization.
Sure. The full elevator pitch. There Got it. So I was the founder of Operation Not Alone 11 years ago, which makes me feel really old to say. I was 18 years old, a freshman in college when
so
I started.
So was I. I mean, yeah.
Once upon a time.
His daughter he's talking about.
Okay, relax.
And so everything started, honestly, out of like my college dorm room and like the back of my car, in inspiration of my father, who's a fully disabled Marine Corps veteran. That's really the basis behind all of this.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. There's always somewhere, someone that provides the spark.
Awesome. There's the inspiration behind it. And so for me, it was my father. And honestly, it's just been 11 years that things have just kind of spiraled like one after the other of just offering different services for active duty service members. Members, veterans, the community. So we now have 6 full services after 11 years, a great board of directors for 8 people that are all volunteer. And it's been a really wild 11 years.
So what exactly do you do? Who do you connect with?
Sure. So for active duty service members, we do active care packages, personalized care packages for those who are serving overseas. And we like to do the personalization for it. People will apply online through our website. They get onto our database. We send those out all year round on a rolling basis. And so it's just fun to make them personalized. You know, what exactly are you missing from home? What is the thing you're really homesick for? You know, what's going to kind of bring that smile to your face?
Do they fill that out or does their partner, spouse, kids or...
Yeah, all of the above.
Sometimes
people do it
Very
themselves.
Cool.
Sometimes, you know, it's their mom, it's their girlfriend, it's, you know, whoever. It could just be a friend.
Well, and you know what people don't realize? We still have troops in not so nice places around the world. People don't realize that in the Middle East and different places.
Lots of places. I think we've sent care packages to like 18 different countries around the world. And sometimes ones where I'm like, oh,
didn't know we were there. I know, right?
I'm like, oh,
That's true. People would be shocked. When I used to do this a bunch, the number one thing, beef jerky.
Yep.
It was the number one thing they asked for.
They need protein.
Yeah.
They need a good protein hit. And that's the thing. It's really funny to see what kind of, you know, again, just the nostalgia things that all of a sudden people are like, oh, like I got one care package request that was exclusively for like hot flaming Cheetos and Gushers.
Absolutely.
You know, just you never know exactly what it is that you're going to miss.
That's great.
From
Casey,
home.
How about for yourself? How'd you get involved with this?
Oh, I'm marrying her.
Right, so you married into it, dude.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice.
No,
we started dating, and she goes, hey.
Part of the deal.
Here's a project we're working on. I'm like, what? Okay. Yeah. But it was something I knew, even just coming into the relationship. You know, I knew her in college. I knew of the organization, you know, kind of throughout the years. And then we connected, and I just kind of rolled onto the board as it kind of works that way.
I was like,
way,
you want to volunteer, don't you?
You want to get married?
Oh, yeah, next year.
Yeah, well, then we're
going to volunteer. So you're going to volunteer.
Yeah. Congratulations.
The whole thing planned.
Let's guess what comes along with marrying me?
running nonprofits. Yep.
A lot of hours and no pay.
Exactly.
Yes. But yours got to be a passion for you, though, too, Case.
Yeah, it's really a blast. It's a lot of fun to, you know, connect with people on that level and you know, honoring, you know, my soon-to-be father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And I know so many people who are serving, who have served.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to be part of an organization who, you know, supports people in such a unique way.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something, and we're talking about what they want or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's like secondary, okay? Getting mail, getting something in the mail, having some connection to your hometown that you can put your hands on and feel, and it's not just over the internet or something.
Yep.
This is somebody that put their thing. That is so important to our troops. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I what kept this going? There's things that start and stop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, especially college kid. You know, you're what, 19 years old, your dad, was that it? Or I mean, you have to build a little bit of an organization. You can't fly solo the whole 11 years.
There's been, I could name 12 to 15 that started and no longer exist. Because like what you said, everybody loves the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's excited. but then the grunt work comes into it.
And keeping it going, and then people don't show up. They say they're going to, and then the money runs dry. Mm-hmm. And you've kept it going. I just want to really applaud you for that. Well, I think that's very, very
so much
admirable.
Harder than people realize.
Yeah, it is. You. And honestly, I mean, and it is strictly a labor of love because myself, my entire board, no one is compensated for our work. So it is we're all full volunteers, myself included. So truly the most labor of love I could ever explain.
Totally understand.
But no, it is. I mean, look, you need volunteers. You need to be fundraising. There's a lot that needs to be happening, and honestly, it's every like tear jerking moment, and like every service member, every veteran that I've interacted with over the last 11 years is what keeps me going. Because there's plenty of moments where I will sit in like a just spreadsheet like nightmare, and I will have many moments where I'm like, does anyone even care?
Yeah,
like does this matter at all? Like I could just stop this amount of stress in my life so easily. And then you have that one moment with like one very teary-eyed like veteran, you're like, nope, this is it. This is why I'm doing it.
Okay, I can just say when I embedded a couple of times, I've been around where somebody would come up and say, hey, so-and-so, they'd have the little gators, you know, deliver mail, and it'd stop with a package for somebody. It's like, that made his day.
Yep.
And that made a whole bunch of the guys around, or the women, women and women around them. That made their, and it's like little kids, don't take the wrong, but and Christmas morning, when you're tearing into it, what do they get? Because it's always a surprise. They don't know what they're getting. That is a really cool thing, just mentally, that you folks are doing for everybody.
And a lot of times, too, you know, we'll get requests for individuals, sure, but we'll get requests for entire...
Absolutely.
Yeah, the whole unit.
The whole unit.
Because you know what happens so many times? As much as you'd like to think that everybody that gets sent away overseas, they've got a support system back home, they don't.
And that's the biggest thing, too, is also making sure that those people are having that connections and they're hearing from someone back home. And, I mean, we've heard from many people that were like, oh, I didn't think that anyone cared that I came home.
Is that
something? Which is crazy to think about. But so getting that care package is something that just helps them be like, oh, okay, someone cares.
That's exactly
someone is home, someone cares.
This operation, not alone, is this a Wisconsin thing? Brown County, is it U.S.?
So right now, so it was founded in Oshkosh just because that's where I went to college. And then now it's based in Door County strictly because that's where I am. So it really kind of moves me.
From but birth, this is yours.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You didn't like say, hey, I heard about this organization. Right. Let's do a chapter in Wisconsin. Right,
sure. Nope. This is me through and through. But so it is Wisconsin based, but we send, care packages. We send, again, all over the world from anyone. Anyone just has to really find our website.
How do you get your postage? That was the number one thing that I used to battle.
That's a lot of
raising money. Postage.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I've communicated a lot where I'm like, to send a package like this of this weight, of this size, of whatever, it can cost like $50, $75 to ship it. I've been very open with that, and people usually will actually just contribute to shipping costs, which is great. Now, for veterans, we have two very specific services. One, so care packages happen all year round, rolling basis. Veteran cheer packages we made as the complement to that. That happens only this week, actually. So we send those out just the week of Veterans Day. And to that, I mean, we will send up towards of 500 cheer packages to all 50 states.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's Wisconsin-based, but we serve a national veteran basis. Again, we've got educational programs like our Girl Scout patch that has been earned by close to 3,000 Girl Scouts now. All 50 states are available to that. I have a fantastic counterpart that's actually in New York that works for the Girl Scouts. She runs that program. There's a lot of different facets to it. And that's been the other fun thing. There's other volunteers that come in and they're like, well, I could see like a fun growth period
here. I used
to
tap into so many schools with kids that needed community service hours. Mm-hmm. That was like my idea. Actually, I think your wife set us up one time for that. Had a bunch of the kids from Notre Dame helped with all that.
Yeah.
So that because it's so labor intensive after a while, isn't it?
And those kids appreciate doing that too. Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, oh, I got to do this. I mean, once they get into it, I work at a homeless shelter. And once they show up, they're like, this is awesome.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Once they're there, they're there. Right. And that was, I think, the fun part about actually starting it in college was that, so I was a part of Greek life. And I still kind of will go back and get booked basically for volunteer things. They also need community service hours every semester. So the entire like Greek community would all just be like, okay, like what's the next activity we can come do? And I would just set something up and everyone would come in, which was awesome.
I think it's and you just started this yourself.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your dad.
Oh my gosh. Wonderful man. So he served in Vietnam. He's a little bit, you know, older of a dad for me. Deeply devoted Marine. Deeply devoted.
Did he talk about Vietnam at all?
I think they all are.
Yes and no. You know, know, he talks a lot about that time in his life, details of it. Of course not.
Right.
Especially not to me.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it means so much to him. I'm very excited. So he is fully disabled. He also has been struggling very deeply with a cancer battle the last couple of years. He has surpassed his, like, the timeline that they gave him.
By a lot.
Agent
Orange type of evidence?
Oh, yeah. Agent Orange, Camp Lejeune, drinking water, all of the fun stuff. Cat with nine lives, this man. But I'm very excited. So he doesn't really tend to get out of the house a whole lot. But this Saturday, we are actually having our very first ever gala, our first fundraising gala. We're celebrating 11 years on the weekend of 11-11. That's kind of the shtick with it. But he's coming, and he's going to be kind of like our featured part at the gala, which I'm so excited
That's
for.
That's fantastic.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about that gala. When, where, how can we donate, that kind of thing.
This Saturday, in Oshkosh, just again, that's our founding city, so we thought it would make the most sense to kind of go back to our routes.
We did our show from Oshkosh.
We love Oshkosh.
Yes,
we had a great time. Did you hear what happened, though?
What?
We're driving at
it was dark.
It was dark. 4:30.
It was raining. No moon.
A lot of semis.
No lights.
A lot of we've been to Oshkosh a bunch of times, and we were chatting, and when we start talking about people, then we kind of lose sight of time because we
and get place. Lose sight of time
and place. I'm just saying that we get a little worked up when we talk about people.
Yeah.
And
my gosh.
And all of a sudden it's like, man, it seems like
forever.
Long drive.
I thought it was a little bit closer, because I've been to Oshkosh a million times.
So I asked him, I said, hey, how far is Oshkosh from Milwaukee? And I think he said, about 75 miles. Why? I said, because we just passed a sign that said Milwaukee, 44 miles.
We overshot Fond du Lac. Can you believe that? Yeah. We went that far. And it's like, wait a minute.
That's a little bit of an overshoot.
I know.
We missed the exit for Oshkosh.
Well, once you get past the outlet store. You're going to Fond du Lac.
Right, whether how would we miss 26? Bergstrom Delights.
Missed Lake Beautiful.
The outlet mall.
And EAA.
And
Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
We missed fun.
And 26, which is, how do you miss that?
Once you miss that last exit in Oshkosh, you don't really have a choice. You're getting all the way to Fond du Lac.
Absolutely. There's no other place to turn around.
You can't.
And it was loaded. Another reason we were so lost, it was loaded with cops that morning.
Yeah.
Loaded with cops.
Yeah.
So we're worried about that. That distracted us.
So we had to
keep
it at 80. Couldn't drive any faster. And then I was like, well, we planned to be there at like 5:15 because we have to be on the air at 6. And it was like 5:40. I'm like, where are we? And we looked and we're way past.
And somebody said on my Facebook, it's kind of like driving Miss Daisy, but we're both Miss Daisy.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Which works. So, that works.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where's your event? We won't overshoot
this time. So we're setting up that as a warning to people.
Oh, yes.
Pay attention.
Get your GPS.
Pay attention.
Yeah. I would tell you though, Johnny, I want to hear what you have to say here, Susan, but my wife got into my car and loaded up the radio station in Oshkosh. It's got that whole navigator system on there. So you just put it in, it shows you the road.
We could have used one
when
of
you're
those.
Going over water, and it's amazing thing. So anyway, I'm not going to do that next time. Where's your event?
He had one, but it shorted out because his dog slobbered all over it.
He does slobber on my dog.
He slobbers.
It is at the new Lakeshore Pavilion. So it's actually by the new Oshkosh Corp headquarters. It's on Panaqua Street. So I think it's 1875 Panaqua, right?
I don't know the exact address.
That's a quiz.
If you take the Oshkosh Avenue exit, you head kind of towards the bridge down there.
Yeah.
But it's a new, beautiful facility.
Casey, you don't have to look at us when you give these directions. Just talk to the people.
Look
at Tom. You got to go along.
Because we're just going to look at you with just blank eyes.
I do that when he also describes directions. I'm like, sure. Yeah. Beautiful new facility from the Oshkosh Parks Department is the Lakeshore Pavilion. So we're really excited to have the event there. From 5 to 9, all of the tickets are available on our website, which is operationnotalone.net. And I'm just so excited. We've got a lot of great auction items. We've got, tons of amazing sponsors throughout the community.
This upcoming Saturday.
November 9th.
Operationnotalone.net.
Yes.
Okay. And that's
people
got all the
tickets.
Information. You buy tickets.
Buy
you can
tickets.
Donate
yep.
If you want.
To, yep. There's a donate button. The store, the shop is where all of the tickets are at. And we're just excited to have people.
Can I give you one of my books, 50 Strong?
Please.
To
yes.
donate for a
Absolutely.
Door prize or a something.
Would be honored.
Great.
Wonderful.
I want to get one for your dad, too.
He would love that.
Love it.
So much.
Stick around, okay? All right. Back after this. People keep on learning.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Please take away my right to make my own healthcare decisions, said no woman ever. The stakes are so high this November.
This November, you need to vote. Your voice matters. Your vote counts.
Yet millions of Americans miss out because they don't register to vote.
In our district alone, we have over 100,000 people who are not registered.
Women's rights, workers' rights, the education crisis, the climate crisis, all are on the ballot this election.
I'm John Zerbano, and I'm running for Congress to represent all the people of Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. But I need your help. I need you to go to myvote.wi.gov and register to vote.
That's myvote.wi.gov. Make a difference. Vote for John Zerbano for Congress.
I'm John Zerbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zerbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor wrapping it up here on a, you know, it doesn't seem as gloomy. When we first came in today,
right,
it was dark and rainy and gloomy and a Packer loss and a Badger loss.
No, I think what got me out of that funk was Rob
DeBot. Yeah.
It was. We love Victory Mondays, you know, because nobody really loves Mondays. But if we won the game yesterday, and we've had a lot of those, right? Six. I don't know if we had six in a row, but we've had a lot of them. But we were feeling a little bad about yesterday. But then we had a guy on here who works for ESPN, covered the Packers for, what, 20 years?
You said? Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Easy. And he kind of explained what happened, why it happened, and kind of gave us the, there's nothing to worry about. Not that there's nothing to worry about, but they'll be fine. That's what he kind of said. So anyway, I feel better. So that, plus, I don't know if the sun's coming out, but it is, what, 60, what is it, 62?
That's 60 degrees.
That's nice, absolutely.
So anyway, but, all right, big weekend coming up here.
Yeah, I want to hit on this a little bit more about your event.
Yeah, okay? Sure.
Tickets and all those kind of things.
Yeah. What questions you got
well,
for
here,
me?
So this is, we got an operation, notalone.net. It's a fundraiser for your organization, which you've been the chair of 11 years, and you send care packages to veterans, and they're customized, or they're personalized, I should say, customized. They're personalized. They come online, they fill out a form. So we need to raise money to what? Buy the goods, cover the shipping, or what's the fundraiser focused on?
All of the above. It's making sure that we have everything for those care packages. So for the care packages too, something that makes ours a little different is on top of all of the stuff, right? The Q-tips, the baby wipes, the beef jerky, all that fun stuff. We also send a 2-yard fleece blanket specific to their branch of the military in the bottom of the box as well. So that's kind of what makes ours, like, they're bigger and thicker, so it definitely costs more.
Say that again, please. Say that again.
A 2-yard fleece blanket specific to their branch of the military.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So that's also in the bottom of every box.
Because we've got a really great friend here whose mom makes, not Afghans, what would they be called?
Quilts
for veterans.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were in hospice or whatever, whatever. We'd love to donate those to you if you'd like.
Oh, that would be incredible.
She hand makes them. It's Dennis from the Glam. He's lead singer of the Glam Band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
that would be incredible. Yeah.
His mom hand makes them for veterans.
I love that. I was going to say, we also do nursing home visits around Christmas
time. That's what I mean, for them.
Yeah,
so,
all of that.
This would be perfect for that.
Yeah, same kind of deal.
Excellent.
And so, but each one also goes into one of the care packages, the veteran cheer packages that go out. Again, they will all go out this week to all veterans on our database. So both, and people can sign up for both on our website. Both forms are there, whether it's a care package or a cheer package. But yeah, it's all of it. It's the shipping. It's all of the materials. It's the fact that we've got to, you know, keep cranking out 500 cheer packages yeah. every single year. I mean, I would say the shipping on 500. Those is probably like $8 to $10 a box, you know, just to send all of those
you're
out.
Looking
so
at it's between $5,000 and $10,000. Mm-hmm. I know, I've been there.
It's a lot. My credit card looks very sad at the end of November.
One of the big things we used to do, one of my buddies, a big farmer, would donate all of his pumpkins and then do a pumpkin sale. And
cute.
Out by the, you know, the old station by IXX, the little brick building.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yep. We'd do that, take that whole field and parking lot and sell pumpkins. People would drive
that's
up.
Cute.
And
I like.
We put every dime into shipping because that, you know, you would think people always assumed that somehow the government or the USO or the VFW
or somebody would say, look, we'll do that.
Go into a war zone. It's got the thing right into, you know, this base in Baghdad, Iraq. You'd think there would have been a category to really, wouldn't you?
Discount that a little bit.
Yeah.
You would think?
They never did.
No, I've asked that question a lot every time I'm at the post office.
I'll bet.
And they're like, no, they're like, it's a government organization. Like, there's no leeway here. And I'm like, that sucks for me.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Or when you're trying to send it to an aircraft carrier or something like that.
I can imagine. Yeah,
right? Those ones tend to be a little tougher than sending to someone's house.
So do you take donations of goods or is it really just money that you take and then you handle it? Like, and my follow-up question is, if you do that, what could people donate in terms of a product or good?
Sure. So we actually, yes, we do take donations of goods. And so we actually will have a lot of organizations do like a care package supply drive. And to that, we have an approved list of items on our website as well. So like I said, it's Q-tips, it's baby wipes, it's beef jerky, it's protein bars, it's all things like that. I will say sometimes I will have people do that when we host like a, you know, care package supply drive. Some people will misinterpret that as a great opportunity to clear out their pantry.
Oh, I hate
so
that.
So don't do that.
Yeah. I hate that.
Or bring
Or they bring really old magazines from like, you know, a year ago.
Yeah. And it's one of those where I'm like, I'm always grateful. And also, I just have to throw this in the garbage
now.
It's been 2 years expired. I have
totally,
to just throw
completely
it out.
Agree. That was the most frustrating thing at times. Yeah.
Yeah. I work at a place where that happens more often than it should. I mean, just because you're homeless doesn't mean you eat expired food.
Exactly.
And, yes.
You know, but people, I think their heart's in the right spot. They just don't really connect the dots.
I agree.
And I just think my concern with yours is people bringing cookies. Well, that's not your thing, right?
And because I always felt it was insulting when they brought old stuff like that. It's like, these guys are over there and these women are putting their lives on the line and you're, if you can't donate $5, then don't donate anything. Well, but don't be insulting by giving them expired food.
And I would always say, too, like, if it's something that you wouldn't use, they're not
going
to use it. Like, one of my examples was, and I would get this feedback a lot, like, if it's, like, razors, right? Like, to shave your face, whatever. Great donation item. Also doesn't expire, so it's nice for me.
Right,
like,
I
can hold on to it for a little longer. But people would get those, like, 90-cent, like, Bic razors. Yeah. And I'm like, you wouldn't use that.
You're going to use it once, you got to throw it away.
Yeah, you wouldn't use it, they're not going to use it. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Totally agree.
Also that.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we got to wrap it up one more time. Susan Fuchs.
Close.
Fuchs.
And Casey Nelson, Operation Not Alone. This is fantastic. We got the information. We're going to pump this all week.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And we're going to give you those blankets.
Thank you.
And we're going to get you some books.
That'll be so fun.
All right?
Yes. I'm honored. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm honored to do it for what you're doing. So that, and for, in your father's name, that's phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
Do you guys live in Oshkosh then?
Door County.
Where in Door County?
Egg Harbor.
Wow. Nice. So what I will do is I'll drive up and drop that stuff off, but stay a day or two. I don't know.
You know,
couple
why
days.
Not? Yeah.
Just kind of hang out.
OperationNotAlone.net.
Yes.
All the info, donate, information.
Everything.
Get somebody
tickets
that,
to the gala. Everything's on there.
We're on it.
Amazing.
You got a finished basement or anything? Or
oh, that's where everything lives. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just stay there for a couple of days.
He will sort it.
You'll pick your
You'll just be there with all my care packages. That'll be good.
Don't open the door.
Great job what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. What a great lineup of guests. Todd, keep doing your magic.
Got it.
Tomorrow, a very, very interesting day, obviously.
Big time
day. We might go off script for that one.
I think we will.
Thanks for being here. Have a great night. See ya.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.